Royal London.
Hi, my name is Tracy Dixon and I work in the protection team at Royal London. I'm delighted to be joined by a customer of ours, Simon Rowland. Simon's going to talk to us about his experience of making a business protection claim with Royal London and how the payout was able to help him and his business partner at a really challenging time. Hi Simon, and thanks for speaking to us today.
Pleasure.
Can you just tell us a little about your business and why you felt it was important to take out a protection plan?
So we set up Visible Futures in 2012, which is a marketing services business. There's two of us really that started it, myself, my business partner, Nigel. And it quickly became clear as we started to establish revenue, the type of business we wanted it to be. And we didn't want a lot of staff, we didn't want a lot of premises, we didn't want a lot of cost, but we did realize that meant we were relying quite heavily on each other. And for that reason, we thought some sort of protection against our future, if you like, was going to be important. So I arranged an appointment with a financial advisor to come in and talk to us about some of the options that were available to us.
Your financial advisor actually recommended taking out life cover and critical illness cover within the same business menu plan. Do you feel that having these separate covers in place was more beneficial for your business?
Well, at the time, we were not really sure whether life insurance or a critical illness plan was more important. And it was the advisor that sort of talked us through the implications if one of us were, you know, had an illness that prevented us from working. And that in itself helped us sort of realize that although it was more expensive, critical illness might actually be quite a little bit more important for us. The combination of the policy didn't really come to life until we actually came to claim on the plan. And I think that's turned out to be, you know, really quite important, because not only does it give us security now in terms of helping us over this quite significant bump in the road, but it also has something left in place should my business partner die at some stage. So for that perspective, in terms of the mutual benefit of having both in one plan, yeah, it was important, but I don't suppose I realised how important it was until, you know, quite recently.
Do you just feel, I suppose you might feel that you have a bit more of a safety net in terms of business continuity,
well,
having those two elements in place?
That's right. I mean, that's what it was all about, really. Business continuity, particularly when we rely on each other so heavily, mm-hmm. is important. If the critical illness aspect, and it allows us to either plan so that we could get help in if we wanted to run existing client work that we have to manage. In our case, it was more around giving us a sort of break so that we didn't have to worry about business development. We didn't have to worry about revenue coming in, that we'd have money in place to pay our salaries, so that we didn't have to, you know, worry too much. And that's been quite a benefit for my business partner, obviously, because he doesn't have to worry about money coming in once he's dealing with his recovery. And I don't have to worry either around, you know, keeping the show on the road in his absence.
How long did you have business protection in place before you had to make the claim?
I think we took the policies out in 2014, maybe, something around that time. So we're probably talking about six years now.
Not really long at all in the scheme of things,
no.
Is it?
Yeah.
And can you just tell us a little about the events that led to making the claim?
So my business partner fell ill at the beginning of 2020, back end of 2019, had a number of tests, and a cancer diagnosis came up. Obviously a big shock to him. I remembered the business plan policy we had in place, of course, and picked up the phone to Royal London and spoke to an agent who took the basic details and said, actually, it's a very simple process. We'll be in touch with your business partner to understand exactly what the diagnosis is, and he'll tell us who we need to speak to in his medical team for the details we need. So we did that. And I think the payout in terms of the lump sum was in our business account within maybe 2 weeks of me making that first call, which was quite excellent, to be honest. I mean, I never really thought about what it was like to claim on one of these policies, but I assumed there'd be an awful lot of questions and analysis and medical questions and details to furnish. But in the end, you were very self-sufficient as a business. You knew what you wanted, you knew who to get that information from, and you went ahead and did it. And that was excellent, because of course it meant that Nigel didn't have to worry too much about, you know, dealing with paperwork, because at that stage he really was quite poorly.
And how has the payout been able to help your business?
Well, it's given us security, so that we don't have to worry too much about where the next client is coming from. You know, marketing services is quite unpredictable. Where we specialize in market research and brand planning, so it doesn't tend to be a long-term relationship with clients. Once they've done that piece of work, they're into business as usual, and we've done our piece. So it's quite often in our industry looking for new clients, and it's quite a long tail between having the first conversations and actually getting engaged. So it gave us peace of mind that we didn't have to worry too much about doing that activity for in the short term. It probably has given us a good year, I suppose, of space, and that's excellent, really, in terms of what's happened, both for the recovery plan that my partner's on, and for the simply managing the business process, really, so that we can. Cope. And I would say that, obviously COVID has been around from the beginning, I suppose, of that experience. And that's obviously affected lots of businesses. And I think without the payments from the plan, I don't think Visible Futures would be in existence to today. I think we'd have run out of money by now.
Simon, thank you so much for your time today, and please pass on our best wishes to Nigel as well.
Will do. Thank you very much.